outside the box, trying not to be quiet about my frustrations. Today's topic is noise. I live in a neighborhood. There are plenty of sounds I hear every day, from humans running lawnmowers, summer, or snowblowers, winter, to birds looking for a mate, to dogs barking, often for no apparent reason, to occasional emergency vehicles rolling by. I accept all of these, although I do not always like them. A little solitude in the city would be a welcome change. But one kind of noise I really, really find oppressive and unnecessary is motorcycle exhausts. They are really, really loud, unnecessarily so. If that's not true for you, you're either oblivious or hard of hearing. By Maine state law, motor vehicles, cars, trucks, etc., cannot generate more than 95 decibels without risking a fine. But motorcycles are exempt from that law, according to Title 29A, Section 1912. They can make as much noise as they want, and some of them do. When noise levels top over 100 decibels for as little as 15 minutes, that noise level can damage a person's hearing, whether that person is driving or riding on a motorcycle, or even just near one that's revving or idling. Many bikers claim that a loud machine makes them safer because motorists can hear them from a distance. But it seems unlikely that drivers can pick out a motorcycle among various kinds of traffic noise. I think it's an excuse to cause a racket. There is federal law that requires motorcycles built after 1983, that's most of them, to be equipped with EPA-compliant mufflers, but that law is almost never enforced. Instead, many riders replace the existing EPA muffler with a poor quality aftermarket substitute that does not muffle the noise, so they're loud and well over the EPA limit of 82 decibels, sound heard from a distance of 25 feet. These replacement mufflers also may increase emissions that foul the air. It's easy enough for police to stop and fine a motorcyclist with a very loud machine, but it almost never happens. Even if the charge cannot be proven in court, the hassle of having to go to court or reinstall an effective muffler, no fine if fixed within 14 days, should reduce the amount of noise pollution by replacing lousy mufflers with effective ones. What's the volume of 95 to 100 decibels? I'm tempted to yell that into your radio, or however you listen to this, but I won't. Suffice it to say that it would be piercing and a shock to your eardrums. While motorcycles are only 2-3% of total traffic on the roads, they're a much larger percentage of highway noise. Also, it seems foolish that cyclists would endanger and possibly sacrifice their hearing for the thrill, if that's what it is, of being loud on the road. Attempts to cover motorcycles under excessive noise laws in recent years have been unsuccessful. The 2015 law in Maine that does restrict automobiles, but not motorcycles, is used to fine some motorists. The EPA requirement, while ignored, is the only law in effect for motorcycles. Maybe it's time to give equal treatment to bikes as well as other vehicles instead of special treatment to motorcyclists. We might also save the hearing of many riders as well. My sister and brother-in-laws ride on a motorcycle with a good muffler. If everyone had similar equipment, noise would not be a problem, and I would not be doing this feature. While most of us just try to ignore loud motorbikes, it can impact our ears if we're exposed enough to those loud noises. Think of those who have suffered from lung cancer, where they did not smoke, but were exposed to secondhand smoke enough times to get sick. This could also cause hearing loss from those even occasionally riding on or being near very noisy motorcycles. Do exhaust noises from motorcycles bother you? I'm Larry Danziger, wishing for equal noise treatment, vehicles and motorcycles.